Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about what to do when you're hitting a salary ceiling. Stay tuned. Jen Bunk here, CEO of the People Stack, career coach for technical managers. Welcome from Mystic, Connecticut. We are on the Connecticut, New England portion of the Great Ride, our road trip across this fabulous country en route to moving to Hawaii. We are so grateful to be able to create this for me and Rob and for our son, and so grateful to be an inspiration for all of you, for all of our clients, and for all of our followers. So, what am I going to talk about today? What to do when you're hitting a salary ceiling. I'm going to give you the four steps to follow so that you can get unstuck and stop banging your head against that metaphorical ceiling. Because look, hitting any kind of ceiling, whether it's real or metaphorical, it hurts. It's painful, and we don't want that for any of you. But first, in order to fix it, in order to fix that problem of the salary ceiling, you need to recognize, first of all, that it's a problem in order to fix it, and then you need to create a plan in order to get, you know, past that ceiling, past that level that you want to get to. So for some of you, depending on what stage in your career you're at, for some of you, it may be that six-figure ceiling. So for some of you, it might be that you are not able to break past that, you know, the 90K, 95K, 100K, or maybe you're just kind of stuck at 100K, or maybe you can't quite break into 150K a year. You know, you've been at 130, 140, and there's just something about that number, that 150K number, that you can't seem to get to. And then for some of you, it could be 200, right? I've been at 150, 175, maybe even 180, but that 200K number, I know I'm capable of doing it. I know that there's other technical leaders, technical managers who have my expertise and have the value and deliver similar value. And you may even feel that you're delivering even more value than they are. And they're getting paid 200K, 250K a year, way more than that once you include total compensation, once you include things like bonuses and equity options and things like that. But you're just not able to get past it, break through it. So I want to talk about the four steps to follow so that you can break through that salary ceiling, because we don't want you feeling that sense of disappointment anymore. There could be a sense of disappointment, especially among high achievers. High achievers, raise your hands. When you know you're capable of something and you set the bar high, but even in the past, when you set the bar high, you've been able to reach or even exceed it. But there's something about the salary that's just not working out for you. Like, you know you're capable of it. And so that sense of disappointment starts to settle in. Why aren't I good enough? Why can't I do this? Why aren't I being recognized? Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. All of that mind chatter starts to set in and you start feeling disappointed. You also might start feeling some unease, some worry, some anxiety, some fear around your finances, because that's exactly why you want to earn more money, is so that you can have more financial stability. And not just the stability of, yeah, I can pay my bills. You know, when we talk with a lot of clients, new clients, even clients who've worked with us for a little bit, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm okay. I can pay the bills, but I want more. Right. Of course, we want you to be able to pay the bills. Of course, we want you to have that base level of security. And I know for some of you right now, you're still struggling to do that, where it's paycheck to paycheck and you're wondering which credit card to put things on. And that can, and that's the problem to solve. How do I create a sense of security? But then beyond that, we want you to have that freedom. Because yes, paying the bills is necessary and it's important, but it's not fun. Not fun in the same way as traveling and having that freedom. So we certainly don't want you to feel that fear or anxiety around your finances anymore. We want you to have an abundance available to you. And also, some of you may be feeling angry. You may be feeling angry at your boss or your boss's boss or even your peers for not recognizing you. Your boss or your boss's boss for not recognizing you. You may be feeling angry at your peers. Like, why are they earning more than I am when I actually believe I'm adding more value and I'm capable of even more than they are? So there may be that sense of anger as well. We don't want you to be feeling any of these things and the negative effects that this sense of disappointment, this sense of fear, this sense of anger can have on the rest of your life, because it absolutely can spill over into the rest of your life. And for a lot of you, you know exactly what I'm talking about, that it can start affecting your relationships, your close relationships. It can start affecting the amount of time that you have to spend on the fun stuff, to spend on the things that feel fulfilling outside of work. It can start having a negative effect on your mental health, on your mental well-being. If you already have some challenges there, they're starting to just really get to a point where they're unsustainable, and maybe you find yourself going to the doctor or talking to your therapist more often because of that lack of financial stability, because of that fear, because of that sense of disappointment and that dread and that worry. And it could also be having an effect on your physical health as well. We talk to clients all the time who were like, well, suddenly I'm having headaches more often. Or suddenly, you know, my fibromyalgia was kind of under control, but now suddenly, because of all of this work stress, it's not anymore. And what used to work to handle it isn't handling it anymore. Or maybe you have chronic back pain or chronic headaches or chronic digestive issues. Or maybe even it's just something that pops up every once in a while, and now it's popping up even more and you're losing sleep over it. And we don't want that for you anymore. So what I want to give you is a four-step plan to breaking through that salary ceiling so you don't have to keep hitting it. Step one is to get really, really clear, crystal clear on what it is that you want. Crystal clear, like the waters in the Caribbean, like the waters in the Pacific Ocean, not like the murky waters in the Atlantic. Look, I am absolutely grateful that we have the Atlantic Ocean not very far from us in Long Island Sound, and it's awesome. But for those of you who have seen multiple oceans, including Atlantic, Pacific, you know, the Caribbean, and I know that's not an ocean, and all the different bodies of water, it really is just one body of water, really, isn't it? But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. There's a difference. Like, it's cloudy, it's murky, but that's the Atlantic, right? And then you go over to different parts of the world, you know, for example, the Pacific, Hawaii, the South Pacific, the waters are crystal clear blue, crystal clear. You could see the bottom. You could see all the coral. You could see all the fishes. You could see the lobster, and it's amazing. That's how clear you want to get on what your salary goals are. What is your salary goal? What do you want to earn? What do you want to earn? Not what can I earn? Not what am I capable of earning? Not what do I think I can so that I can just, you know, sometimes we do that. We say, well, I know that I'm capable of earning 150, you know, so, and maybe that's like a 5% raise for you right now, right? I know I can get a 5% raise. So I'm just going to say that so I can check it off and call it done. No, it's got to inspire you. It's got to be a number that's big enough that inspires you to show up and take even bigger, bolder action than you have before. So it inspires you, it's exciting, and it feels a little bit scary. It feels a little bit scary. You have to get really clear on what your income goal is, what your salary goal is, what do you want to be earning per month? Net, all net. How much do you want to be lending? Do you want to be landing in your checking account every month? And then you can do the math from there to figure out what the salary would be necessary in order to do that. And it's got to inspire you. It's got to feel a little bit scary. So if you don't have a specific number, here is the number where there's more than enough every month, not just to pay the bills, but to also do that spontaneous stuff, right? To buy a couch if you want, to renovate the kitchen if you want, to take that trip to Mystic, Connecticut. It's a very lovely place. Or to Mexico, or to Hawaii, or to Alaska, or to Iceland. A lot of our friends are traveling to Iceland right now. I guess, you know, that makes sense. Wherever it is that you want to travel, whatever it is that's on your bucket list, how much do you need in the bank account coming in every month in order to make that happen? Get crystal clear on it. And then translate that into a salary number. How much is it? 150, 200K a year. For some of you, it's going to be more, 250 a year, 300K a year. What is the number? You have to get absolutely clear on that. I want more is not clear. I know that you want more. And I know, and I love that you know that you want more. And that's why you're listening right now. And I'm here to tell you, you need more than just I want more. What's the specific number? Step two, after you've gotten really clear in what you want, you have to create a strategy to get it. So create a strategy. Create a system, create a plan so that you can earn that amount or more. And so that you can do it in the way that feels good. And so that you can do it in a way that's in line with who you are, with your values, so that you can do it with integrity. And so you can do it in a way that, yes, you know it's going to be hard work, but it's a good feeling kind of hard work, not the daily grind, why am I doing this? What is this really all that there is kind of hard work? Create a plan, create a strategy so that you can earn that salary. So that you can earn that salary. And it has to be a flexible strategy because life happens. We don't have control over everything. That probably goes without saying. We don't have control over things like what your boss is going to say, what perceived budgets are, what jobs might be available. We don't have control over that. We do have control over a lot of other things, though. We have control, which are really, really important and are actually all that's required in order to command a premium salary, to command whatever salary it is that you want. We have control over how we show up. We have control over our actions. We have control over how we take those actions. We have control over what we think and how we feel and who we are and the meaning that we make of whatever's happening around us. We do have control over so much. So you need to create a strategy that is solid, that provides a rock solid foundation for you getting to that salary goal. And it also needs to be flexible and fluid so that you can, somebody's going to Google that right now. They're going to create a new company called Flexit, flexible and fluid. And because life happens and because your goals may change, they just may change. You may realize, you know what? I'm earning 130K now. I need to earn 150, you know, let's say 160 to stretch it. But then as you start doing the work, you realize, you know what? I'm totally worth 200 and I know I can do this. So then the plan is flexible with your changing, up-leveling goals. So you need to make sure that whatever plan you follow, you know that the steps that you're taking that come from that plan are working. You need to know there needs to be that feedback, and there also needs to be that sense of confidence that you're not just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, that it's a rock-solid, proven strategy that you know that has worked in the past and that you know will continue to work for you. So that's step two, is to create a strategy to earn that salary, that hell yes salary that you identified in step one. Step three, you have to have the conversations necessary to implement that strategy. In other words, do the work. Step three is do the work. And the work, the bulk of the work in commanding a premium salary and earning that hell yes salary that you defined in step one is having conversations. It's a series of conversations. So, quick check-in. If your strategy does not include conversations, sometimes uncomfortable conversations where you ask to be recognized, perhaps in a way that you haven't before because it's made you feel uncomfortable, or where you change the way that you're communicating and having these conversations because what you've been doing in the past hasn't been working. Maybe you have been having the conversations. But if you have been having conversations and you're not earning what you know you're worth, then it's time to change the strategy. It's time to change the way that you approach those conversations. So you have to have a kind of a heart-to-heart with yourself, a little chat with me, myself, and I about, all right, I know that this is what I felt in the past was the best way to have these conversations, to ask for a raise and to tell my boss that I really need to earn more. But that hasn't been working. So I'm willing to let go of that and do something new and get a new version of right. I was right before because it may have worked for a time, but it's not working anymore. So now I get to be right in a new way. And now I get to expand my skills even more. It's also a great opportunity to have a little chat with me, myself, and I about, have I had these conversations? Because I guarantee you, the reason that a lot of you are stuck and hitting a salary ceiling is because you haven't had the conversations at all. You haven't asked for it. Not really. Some of you haven't asked for it at all and will admit that. No, I've never actually asked for a raise. I've never actually asked for more money. I've never actually negotiated for more money when I landed any of the jobs that I ever took. I just took what they gave me. And that's a time to check in. It's a time to check in because you have to have the conversations if you want to earn more. You have to ask for more if you want to earn more. And for some of you, you've been asking, but not really. You kind of sort of been asking, but it wasn't clear enough. It wasn't clear enough. It wasn't heard. There has to be a direct ask, and there has to be a series of conversations in order to get there. Whether we're talking about an internal promotion, an internal salary bump at where you're working right now, or whether we're talking about being on the job market and going through the negotiation process and doing it with a sense of confidence and doing it with a sense of, even though you feel a bit of fear and anxiety, you do it in a fearless way. You show up like that fearless technical leader that you absolutely are, even though you're feeling scared. You do it scared because you have the confidence and you have the internal certainty to ask for more, and you know how, because you have a strategy that works and it's in line with who you are. It's in line with your values and your mission. So that's step three. You have to have the conversations necessary in order to earn that upgraded salary. Step four, you earn the salary and you celebrate. you get that salary upgrade and you celebrate. Maybe it happens because you land a new job and you get that new job offer and you sign on the dotted line, and that new job offer is 20, 30, 40, even 50% of what you were earning before. And you celebrate. Our clients do this all the time. This is what we are grateful to be able to show them how to do, is to earn raises that they never thought possible before. And you celebrate, or maybe it's an internal promotion or a raise. Often they come together, but not always. Sometimes you're so behind the curve on pay that you don't necessarily need the promotion. Like, you're already doing all the things and then some. You're already at that senior leader level or at the leadership level that you want, but you're so behind in the salary, they need to make a salary correction, and you earn that salary bump and or that promotion that goes along with it, and you celebrate, just like our clients have, just like we show our clients to do. So you have to celebrate your wins, and you soak it up, and you say thank you, thank you, thank you, and you have so much gratitude for it. And then you move on and you enjoy it and you ask, what's next? What more can I create? This is amazing. I have magical creation powers. I can snap my fingers and money appears. Not literally, but sometimes that's what it can feel like. We just had a client who is on the job market. She just landed her hell yes job. We'll be doing a case study and introducing you to exactly who she is very shortly. But basically she just landed her hell yes job. It's like a hell yes position, doing all of the things as a technical leader that she wants to do, and none of the things that she doesn't. Didn't want to be in the weeds anymore. Didn't want to be dealing with all the technical details anymore. She just gets to lead the team and be, you know, kind of like a beacon for engineering excellence. And she's just so excited about it. And she got a, I believe it was something like a 20 to 30% raise. I'd have to look at the numbers and look at the details. It's still actually in negotiations, but she also, she asked for a bonus, or she asked for a signing bonus and she got it. She asked for a signing bonus and she got $10,000. So it's almost like, and she wrote, it took her 10 minutes with our help to write an email through the negotiation process. Took her 10 minutes to ask for that bonus and boom, yeah, sure, here we go. Here you go, you can have the 10K. 10 minutes, 10K. How cool is that? So sometimes it can feel like that, but of course, if you talk to her and, you know, honestly, it's not that it just happened in 10 minutes, but because she was doing all of the work that led up to that, all it took was 10 minutes and she got 10K. So that's what we want for all of you. So just to recap, how do you break through the salary ceiling? How do you solve the problem of I keep hitting the salary ceiling? Step one, you have to get crystal clear. Crystal clear blue water. I can see the bottom of the ocean. I can see all the fish and coral clear on what you want salary-wise. Step two, you need to create a strategy. It needs to be a rock-solid strategy. It needs to be a fluid, flexible strategy that is in line with who you are and what you want. Step two, you have to have that. That's step three. Step three is you need to have the conversations necessary to implement that strategy. Have those conversations. And it will be a series of conversations. Do them with confidence and directly ask for them. And then step four, you celebrate getting the upgraded salary. That's how you do it, my friends. That is how you do it. So look, for some of you, you're not quite ready to start doing this yet, but we're planting the seeds for you. And you're like, okay, this is interesting. I'm going to keep listening. And that's cool. You do you. You do you. But for some of you, you're like, yeah, I want to do this and I'm ready to do this now, but I need help. I need help with one, step one, two, three, or four, or all of them. I need help getting clear on what I want. I don't know how to define my salary goal. What do you mean by salary goal? I need some clarity there, or I have some resistance around setting a salary goal, or I'm not sure how to do that. I can't set goals. I hate goals. Please help. Maybe help on creating a strategy. Or maybe you want to borrow ours, right? Because our strategy, we have this, the proven systems and strategies and support that help tech managers to upgrade their careers and upgrade their salary levels. Through our combined experience, Rob and I have a combined experience of over 40 years helping technical leaders to live their dreams. And this is on the back of hundreds of years of research. You know, it's my former life as an academic, former academics, raise your hand, anybody out there? That was my former life. And so this is all, that's why it's proven. Not just because it's based on research, not just because of our 40 years of experience, although that's part of it, also because it's working for our clients. All you have to do is read our case studies. All you have to do is watch the client interviews. All you have to do is read those Friday celebration emails. And you'll see the evidence that what we're doing is working. So if you need help with any of that strategy for sure, but any of this, I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Book a call with my team today. We are here to serve you. We're here to help. Maybe you need help having those conversations. Maybe you haven't had the conversations and you're ready to. Maybe you have had conversations and you're not sure how to upgrade them. Maybe you need help with celebrating. Maybe you recognize that you haven't celebrated and that you fear celebration and that you're always looking for what's the worst case scenario? Oh, maybe I should just go for a 5% raise and then you end up not celebrating. Guess why? Because it was only a 5% raise. Maybe you need help with that aspect of it or any other aspect that you know is in your way of earning the salary that you know you're capable of earning. Book that call with my team today, thepeoplestack.com/book. It's gonna bring you to our calendar and it's first gonna ask for your time zone, fill in your time zone, and then pick a time that works for you, enter your name, your email, your phone number. And then once you click book, it's gonna confirm it, and then it's gonna be in your calendar and it's gonna be in my team's calendar. Show up for that Zoom call, ready to have an open and honest conversation about what it's going to take to create your dream career, what it's going to take to stop hitting that salary ceiling, what it's going to take to make a massive amount of impact as a technical leader while you live a joyful, impactful life. Book that call today. thepeoplestack.com/book. We don't want you to be hitting ceilings anymore, folks. We want you to realize that the ceiling isn't there. The ceiling isn't there. Follow these four steps and you'll see what I mean. Take care, everyone. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.